Welcome back to the UAP Research Deep Dive with UAP Caucus. Today, we're taking a look at some really fascinating research from the Galileo Project at Harvard.
Yeah.
They're taking kind of a different approach to the UAP mystery by using sound.
Yeah, this paper, Multiband Acoustic Monitoring of Aerial Signatures, really stood out to me when I saw it.
Yeah.
It's really trying to bring some serious scientific rigor to this whole field using a tool that hasn't been fully explored before.
Mm. I'm intrigued by this. So much of, you know, UAP research is focused on what we can see. What's the idea behind using sound to study these things?
Well, if you think about it, our ears can actually pick up a lot of information that our eyes just miss completely.
It's true.
Like, you can hear a plane coming long before you ever actually see it.
Yeah.
Especially if it's hidden by clouds, you know, or even just darkness.
Right.
Yeah. We use sound all the time to navigate the world around us.
It's true. We do.
Exactly. And sound can tell us things about an object that just visuals alone can't. Like its speed, the way it's moving, even potentially hints about its propulsion system. All of that can be kind of encoded in the sound waves.
So it's like sound is giving us like another dimension of data,
yeah.
A way to potentially see the unseen.
Precisely. And the Galileo Project, they've developed a really impressive system to capture this data. They call it AMOS, the Acoustic Monitoring Omnidirectional System.
Okay. Break down AMOS for me. What makes it so special?
Well, you know, most microphones, they only pick up the range of sound that humans can hear. But AMOS is actually designed to capture a much wider spectrum. They use three different types of microphones.
It's only three.
Yeah, because they're trying to catch everything from the lowest rumbles to the highest pitches. It's like they're tuning into a whole conversation that, you know, before we were only catching snippets of.
Oh, okay.
The first microphone system is for infrasound, which is those extremely low frequencies that we can't even hear as humans.
So like... the deep rumble of an earthquake.
Yeah, exactly. And then there's the audible range, which is obviously what we're used to hearing with our own ears.
Right, right.
And then finally, there's ultrasonic, which are those really high frequencies that some animals, like bats, use for echolocation.
Oh, wow. So AMOS is like having superhuman hearing then.
Yeah, it's a great way to put it. They can detect sounds that are far beyond our own limitations. And this wide range is really important because, frankly, we just don't know what kinds of sounds UAPs might be producing.
Right.
You know, we don't want to miss anything.
Yeah, I see what you mean. Now, studying sound outdoors just seems really tricky.
Oh, yeah.
The open air, isn't it just full of interference and distractions?
You're absolutely right. The outdoors is, it's a much more chaotic acoustic environment than a controlled lab setting.
Right.
And one of the biggest challenges is something called attenuation.
Attenuation, what's that?
It's basically how sound weakens as it travels over a distance. The further it has to go, the weaker it gets.
Mm.
But here's the thing. Different frequencies actually attenuate at different rates.
Oh, so a high-pitched whistle would fade away faster than, say, a low rumble.
Exactly. Think about it. Like, if you're standing a mile away from a construction site, you might still hear the low rumble of the machinery, but you're probably not going to hear the high-pitched whine of, like, a power tool.
Right. Okay. So knowing how sound attenuates, that's important for figuring out how far away a UAP might be based on the sounds it's making.
Precisely. But it actually gets even more complicated when you start to factor in things like temperature, humidity, and wind.
Yeah. Okay.
All of these things can really affect how sound travels through the air.
So it's not just about the distance. The air itself can almost be like an obstacle course for sound waves.
That's a great way to put it. Yeah, imagine a sound wave trying to travel through a pocket of cold air. It's going to bend and refract, just like light bends when it passes through a prism.
Oh. Huh.
And wind can be like a current, you know, either speeding up or slowing down the sound, depending on which direction it's blowing in.
So it's not just about capturing the sounds, it's about understanding how the environment is changing those sounds before they even reach AMOS.
Precisely. And that's why the Galileo Project has gone to such great lengths to calibrate their system so meticulously. They've basically created this baseline understanding of how sound behaves in their specific location, taking all of these factors into account.
So like fine-tuning an instrument before the concert?
Yes. Making sure it's perfectly in tune with the acoustics of the environment.
Okay, I like that.
And they've actually gone even further. They've used flight data from known aircraft to create a sound database, almost like a fingerprint library for different types of aircraft.
Oh, so they can compare any weird sounds they pick up to this database and see if there's a match.
Exactly. It helps them rule out known aircraft and potentially identify sounds that are truly anomalous.
Okay.
And it's all part of their rigorous approach to making sure their findings are, you know, scientifically sound as possible.
It sounds like they're really setting a new standard for UAP research.
I think so, too. And the best part is they're really just getting started. Now, I know you're probably curious about what they've actually found so far.
Oh, you bet I am. Have they managed to capture any UAP sounds?
Well, we can dive into that after a quick break. There's this particular recording of an Airbus A319 that revealed some really fascinating details.
Okay. I'm on the edge of my seat. We'll be right back to hear more about the Galileo Project's research. Stay tuned.
You were asking about what they found. Well, one of the most interesting things is how they've used AMOS to analyze recordings of aircraft that we already know about.
Right, right. You mentioned a recording of an Airbus A319 before we went to break. Why is that recording so important? It seems kind of ordinary compared to, you know, hearing an actual UAP.
Yeah, it might seem that way at first, but this recording is, well, it's actually really important. It's kind of like a Rosetta Stone for understanding what AMOS can actually do. You know, they're using what we already know to try to understand the unknown.
Okay, so they're starting with something familiar just to make sure that they can analyze it correctly.
Exactly. And the results are, they're really impressive. First of all, they were able to identify the A319 with, like, 100% certainty just based on its sound.
Wow.
Yeah, they compared the recording to their database of, you know, known aircraft sounds, and it was a perfect match.
So even with all of the, you know, the noise and the complexities of recording sounds outdoors, AMOS could still pick out the specific sound of that plane.
Precisely. And that just goes to show how sensitive and accurate their system is. And it gets even more interesting. When they looked at the what's called the spectrogram of the recording, it showed some fascinating details.
Okay, hold on for a second. For those of us who aren't like audio experts, Can you explain what a spectrogram is?
Sure. So a spectrogram is basically a visual representation of a sound. Think of it as kind of like a graph that shows how all the different frequencies in a sound change over time. So like you're looking at a rainbow of sound, if that makes sense.
Ah, so you can like literally see the sound waves.
You got it. And in the spectrogram of that A319 recording, they saw some really cool things. Things like what's called the Doppler shift.
Right, the Doppler shift. That's that change in frequency that we hear when something's moving towards us or away from us. Mm-hmm. Like when a siren sounds higher pitched as it comes closer, mm-hmm. and then lower pitched as it moves away.
Exactly. And by analyzing the Doppler shift in that A319 recording, they could actually confirm the speed and the direction of the aircraft.
Wow. So just by listening, they could tell how fast the plane was going and which way it was headed.
Exactly. It's a great example of just how much information is encoded in sound. They also observe something called acoustic shadow zones, which remember we talked about those briefly before the break.
Yeah, those are kind of like pockets of quieter sound that are caused by things like temperature gradients, right? Almost like the sound waves are being bent around those areas.
You're exactly right. And the fact that they could see these shadow zones in the A319 recording just shows how, how even objects that we think we understand can make these really complex sound patterns, especially when you take into account the environment.
Right. Okay. So what we hear might not always be a perfect representation of what a UAP or any object, for that matter, is actually emitting. The air itself can warp the sound, basically.
That's a really great point, and that's why the Galileo Project is so careful to calibrate their system and account for all of these environmental factors. They're essentially trying to, you know, peer through this distorted window to get to the real sound.
I see what you mean. So they're filtering out the noise caused by the atmosphere to get to the pure signal of the UAP.
Exactly. And this is just the start. You know, they're already adding more microphones to AMOS, which is going to give them even more power to analyze the data.
We talked about that a little bit earlier, yeah. It's almost like they're giving AMOS acoustic vision, right?
Yeah, that's a great way to put it. So by using these multiple microphones, they can actually triangulate the position of a UAP.
So even if they can't see a UAP, they might still be able to track its movement just using sound.
Exactly. And that's where it gets really exciting, because you can imagine combining that acoustic tracking data with other information like visual observations, you know, radar readings, sensor data, stuff like that, we could really start to get a much more complete multi-sensory picture of these UAPs.
It would be like having like a 3D sound map of how they're moving, even if they're invisible to the naked eye.
Exactly. And that opens up all sorts of possibilities for, you know, analyzing their flight patterns, understanding how fast they're accelerating, maybe even figuring out how their propulsion systems work. We might be able to literally hear things about UAPs that we could never see with our eyes.
That's incredible. So we're not just talking about, like, identifying UAPs with sound. We could potentially even learn how they work just from their sound signature.
Yeah, I think that's the ultimate goal, right? To use sound, not just to detect UAPs, but to actually understand them. This is a whole new frontier of scientific exploration.
This has been truly fascinating. The potential for discovery here is just, it's huge. Before we move on, what's one key takeaway you want to leave our listeners with about this research?
I think the most important takeaway is that we shouldn't underestimate the power of sound. It's something we often take for granted, but it can really reveal a lot about the world around us, including, including the mysteries of UAPs.
Well said.
Yeah.
And with that, I want to thank all of you, our listeners, for joining us today on the UAP Research Deep Dive. We hope you've enjoyed this exploration into the world of sound and UAPs. Welcome back to the UAP Research Deep Dive with UAP Caucus. We've been on quite a journey today, haven't we? Exploring the world of sound and what it can tell us about UAPs.
Yeah, absolutely. This research from the Galileo Project is really eye-opening, or I guess I should say ear-opening. It really shows us how much we can learn just from listening.
It's true. You know, when we think about UAPs, we often focus on, well, what we can actually see. You know, those brief glimpses of something unusual in the sky. But what we've learned today is that sound can actually give us so much more information. It's almost like another way of seeing, a way to see things that our eyes can't.
Yeah, exactly. It's like we've been trying to put together this puzzle, but we've only had half the pieces. And sound gives us those missing pieces, those clues that help us understand what these UAPs could be and how they might be moving.
And the Galileo Project is doing some really amazing work. Their AMOS system, it's like a detective for sound. It's listening for those subtle hints that have been hidden from us until now.
Right. And they're not just collecting sounds. They're really analyzing them carefully. They're calibrating their instruments, taking into account the environment, all those factors that can affect sound waves. It's really impressive.
It really is. They're basically setting a new standard for UAP research, showing that this whole field can be studied just as rigorously as any other branch of science.
And that's so important, you know, for the field to be taken seriously. We need solid evidence. We need careful analysis, not just anecdotal stories and blurry videos. And that's what the Galileo Project is bringing to the table.
Absolutely. Their work is a real testament to the power of scientific curiosity and our desire to understand the universe. It's inspiring to see this level of dedication and ingenuity being focused on the UAP mystery.
It is. And it's important to remember that we're really just at the beginning here. There's still so much more we can learn from sound. Imagine what we'll be able to do as this technology continues to advance.
Yeah, just imagine tracking UAPs in real time using sound, even when they're invisible to radar or cameras, analyzing their propulsion systems and how they're flying, all based on what we hear. There's so much potential for discovery.
It's incredible, isn't it? A whole new world of possibilities. And this research has implications for other fields too, not just UAPs. Think about astronomy or geology or even marine biology. There's so much we can learn from listening to the world around us.
It's true. Sound is everywhere, carrying information that we often miss. But if we just pay attention, if we really listen closely, well, who knows what secrets we might uncover?
You said it. So let's keep our ears open, our minds curious, and never stop asking questions. There's a whole universe of sound out there waiting to be explored.
And on that note, I want to thank you, our listeners, for joining us on this deep dive into the world of UAP acoustics. We hope you've enjoyed listening as much as we've enjoyed putting this episode together for you. We'll see you next time for another deep dive into the mysteries of UAPs.
Until then, keep listening.